Okay, next up are the 1 hour comparisons. We care about the 1 hour totals in addition to the storm totals because they give us a sense of what the most recent rainfall is doing. They can be just as insightful during a heavy rainfall event because they can help you see short-term trends that may help in determining how much more rainfall is expected in your warnings. I know I just put you through the ringer with the storm totals, but luckily the 1 hour comparisons are much easier. This is because Dualpol and MRMS have a running 1 hour QPE product that updates every volume scan. That means you can treat them the same way when you're interpreting their output. In terms of what to compare them to, METARs are a great source of 1 hour precip data. To find the precip total, look for the P group. The four digits correspond to rainfall in inches using this conversion. In this example, the METAR reported 0.72 inches. There are a couple things to watch out for when interpreting METAR data. For one, METARs only report near the top of the hour. In this example, the METAR reported at 352Z. So 0.72 inches fell from 252 to 352Z. Because of these hourly updates, think about checking in with your METARs at the top of every hour to see if there's new information. Sometimes you might forget or not get a chance to look right when they come in. That's okay. When this happens, just make sure to match your QPE time with the METAR end time, which may require you to go back a few frames. This ensures that your QPE 1 hour window matches the METAR 1 hour window, so we're comparing the same period. In this example, with time matching, the 1 hour Dualpol QPE estimated 1 to 1.3 inches, meaning it was overestimating by a quarter to half an inch. This information can be useful as you go through the event because you may start hedging down some of your Dualpol estimates to account for this bias.